Steve Blatter's balls, then you generally stop about there, you know? Basically, if we feel like someone at the head of the company has done a horrible thing, we blame it on Rob Cross. That's his job to take that. You can't go around saying, well, not only does the president not know what he's doing, but he seems like he's a pussy. You're never going to be able to get away with that gimmick. But again, it puts him in a fucking tough situation. River Rat, you're on Running Fez.
Hey, how you doing, Ronnie B and Fez? The meeting started at 9:51, and basically, General McChrystal, he's a very good general, and still being in the military as I am, all the troops support him, all right? And basically, I think the message he's going to end up giving the president is either fucking support me and back me up, spank me on the ass and send me back and let me continue doing my job, or fucking let me go so I can go fishing in upstate New York.
Well, I don't think it'll fucking come down to that. I really don't think so. I mean, supposedly he went walking in there with the resignation already written out. And he kind of feels like he fucked up, blah, blah, blah.
NBC asked him about that, and he laughed at him in their face. And he said, are you crazy? Because that's already been reported. Somebody released that. I don't know if it was on Drudge or no, CBS News ran that report, and then they quoted NBC, one of the news outlets. I'm sorry, I'm not looking at him driving as I'm talking on the cell phone. But, one of the news outlets said that he had already typed up a resignation. He was asked about that this morning, and he laughed at him in their face. And he said, are you crazy? You know, no.
He might be the fucking greatest general in the world. I don't know enough about what he does. But I will tell you this, Rat. The Pat Tillman thing that supposedly he was part of the cover-up, he can fuck himself forever because of that to me. To me, this is one of the more embarrassing things from the whole Afghanistan war when they... Fuck! I cannot believe what it's like to follow this stupid fucking sport. Oh, right off the goddamn crossbar. And then we can't finish again after that. It's frustrating. But I'll never be able to forgive the guy for that. And, I know no one wants to read the book, but there's going to be a documentary coming out on it, I believe, this year. And people need to watch that. I'm sorry, Fez, I stepped on you.
With this General McChrystal, it seems like if anyone should get fired, it's this aide that's quoted in the Rolling Stone article. He's already gone. Oh, he is? Okay.
Let's go over here to Jeff. You're on Running Fez Show.
Hey, Ronnie, you sound like $1 million.
Yeah.
He's for you. Chris Bad Dog Russo, giving listeners and fans an opportunity to host their own sports show. Sounds like an opportunity for Davey Mack.
Well, we're all pretty fucking pissed off over that, including our PD. I called him about it yesterday, because they just, you know, when we were going through all this stuff with Dave,
right.
We made sure, remember I got him to do the... 1 hour or half hour, whatever the hell he did on the Ron and Fez show where he was Red McDonald and whatever. We gave them that. And then what did the PD say? He's shows promise, but...
Yeah, promise, but like...
He says he should be doing it for longer. He has to be doing it for... He has to put more reps in, basically.
I forget. He gave some obnoxious thing like 2 years or something. So then we're like, well, I don't fucking get that. And then you see this thing out there. Which maybe is just one of those publicity, you know, gimmicks that they fucking do to get everybody paying attention. I know Regis is doing another one of his Women of Radio get to host with him. And Lily's gang wants them to her to be part of that, which I think would probably be a dream job for Lily because... She loves the Kelly Ripa. Look at this, right? We can't get a fucking bounce our way. Oh, it's frustrating. We can't tie this game, right? We gotta win?
Gotta win.
So frustrating.
Yeah, tie gives us just 3 points.